It's being called a breakthrough for poorer countries. After 2 weeks of talks, nearly 200 nations agreed to establish a fund to compensate those most at risk from climate change. Delegates at the COP27 conference in Egypt's most famous coastal resort ratified the declaration in the early hours on Sunday.
We heard the calls and we responded. Today, here in Sharm el-Sheikh, we established the first ever dedicated fund for loss and damage, a fund that has been so long in the making.
It is a huge achievement to get an agreement to establish a loss and damage fund after 30 years of small island states, vulnerable countries, developing countries, trying to get this on the agenda.
Negotiators still have to hammer out details, and no decision's been made on where the money will come from, nor how grants will be distributed. But delegates from low-income countries say they're optimistic.
Excited, very, very excited. This is a very positive result for 1.3 billion Africans. Very, very exciting because for us, success in Egypt was going to be based on what we get from loss and damage.
Yet a warning from the UN Secretary General. He says the fund alone isn't enough to prevent climate catastrophes.
But it's not an answer if the climate crisis washes a small island state off the map or turns an entire African country to desert.
A prospect many hoped would be addressed through a stronger commitment to limiting global heating to 1.5 degrees Celsius. But that didn't happen. That's despite the target being seen by many as the minimum temperature rise that would prevent the worst impacts of climate change. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.